Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week one of the August 2015 celestial timings. And as always, we look at the first week as the time of the cross quarter between the summer solstice and the June solstice and the September equinox, because of course opposite seasons and opposite hemispheres. So from the June solstice to the September equinox, when the sun reaches 15 degrees Leo, we have the exact cross quarter. Currently, the cross quarter times are celebrated around August 1st or 2nd, so it's not at the exact point. This year, we'll have a very potent cross quarter time. I'll share a little bit more about that in a moment. But these cross quarter points are that I like to look at as the in-between time, the time between one major solar gateway to another. And the Celtic people, of course, looked at these as the beginning of seasons. So this would have been the August time would have been the beginning of fall and the harvest festivals. I wrote a little bit more about that in the written version of the timings that you can look into. And also on August 1st, something very important happening, and that is Saturn stationing direct at 28 Scorpio, 17 minutes. And it's going to happen in the evening, 10:53 p.m. Pacific time. So people on the East Coast will actually be early in the morning on August 1st that Saturn is stationing direct. So for anyone who has planets, angles, or nodes between 26 and 30 degrees of Scorpio, Taurus, Aquarius, Leo, you've been in a Saturn cycle, and this is representing a turning point in that cycle. So for some of you, between because Saturn is at 28 degrees of Scorpio, if you have the 27 degrees or 28 degrees, this is going to represent a time, 26, 27, or 28 degrees, this is going to represent a time of the completion within the next couple of weeks of this particular Saturn cycle. If you have the later degrees past 28 and into 29 degrees and late 29 degrees, then you're going to be feeling the effects of the Saturn process as Saturn crosses over the exact degree of that planet, angle, or node. So yet it will happen within the next 6 weeks, I think. Saturn's going back into Sagittarius in September. So once that happens, that will complete this long passage of Saturn through Scorpio and really get the Saturn in Sagittarius activation going in earnest. So something just to be conscious of and aware of as we go forward from this particular time. And also on the 1st of August, the moon is going to move into Pisces and will be activating those more mystical, dreamy essence, the essence of the mystical dreamer, and working with the dreaming mysteries. So it's a great time, especially if you're in a Saturn cycle, to ask your dreams to help reveal more to you about what is going on. And you can have this be through like doing a dream journey, or when you're going to bed at night, looking at your dreams, or asking for information to come to you through your dreams can be also really helpful. August 2nd, I always love to honor La Negrita, who I had the opportunity to encounter when I was in Costa Rica in 2003 doing a shamanic astrology event, and for an eclipse, the powerful eclipse that happened then, total lunar eclipse. And she is honored on August 2nd, and pilgrims come from all over Central America to be with her. And basically, there was a statue that was found by a young girl, and she took the statue home, but it kept mysteriously returning to the spot where she first found it. And so they took that as a sign to build a church in honor of her in that spot. And that's what they did. And that's why pilgrims come to that place. It's kind of a magical story, and I just like to honor her, the dark Madonna. She was a small, dark statue. So then we have The moon will be passing Neptune and Chiron also on the 2nd and 3rd. Jupiter will be square Saturn. And this is a very significant time because Jupiter and Saturn are the two middle world planets. We can see them from this reality. We can see Jupiter and Saturn. Jupiter is getting very hard to see, very low on the horizon now. Saturn's very bright, and will be kind of, so Jupiter will be setting as Saturn is on the midheaven, and that's the one way you can see a square. Like, what does it mean when planets are square each other? So that's kind of exciting to see. If you have a low horizon line, you may see Jupiter and Saturn just after sunset. And when we're working with middle world reality, the terrestrial world, the place where we live, both Jupiter and Saturn work in a way that when they're in aspect to each other, because Jupiter's very expansive and Saturn's more about, you know, practical, how do we put the practical limitations into place in a way that works, Jupiter can be an antidote for Saturn's limitations, and Saturn can be an antidote for Jupiter's over-expansiveness. but when they're in square to each other, it can feel a little challenging. So, well, it can feel challenging anytime Jupiter and Saturn are together, as we look for that harmonic of the exact right amount of expansive vision and also how to bring it into form. So, this is the opportunity to work with that and just to be with that, and it'll be visible in the sky for the first almost week of Saturn. If you can see Jupiter low on the horizon, because it's getting ready to disappear out of the sky. So depending on where you are, whether you will be able to see that or not. Then we have Venus and Jupiter conjunct on August 4th again. So for the second time, they were exact near the end of June, and they are coming together again, and they'll come together for the third time in October. And this is happening very near Regulus. Now, Jupiter is closer to Regulus. Venus is a little, you'll see in the star map that I provided for you, that Venus is kind of off the ecliptic right now. She's not that close. But anyway, this is a powerful combination of the bringing together of the heart of the lion, the expansive energy of Jupiter and Venus in her retrograde and her integration phase of her current journey as she prepares for her heliacal rise when she begins a new journey on August 22nd. And so additional information coming from Regulus, one of the Bohemian stars, a star that's very close to the ecliptic, and one of the four royal stars of ancient times, a very important star this entire month, actually. So tuning into Regulus, the heart star, tuning into our heart knowing, asking for direction, insights, and information that comes from the heart, and being willing to tune into the heart energy. It's going to be very supportive this whole entire month of August. And then on August 5th, we're going to have the moon occult Uranus for the 14th time since August of last year, interestingly enough. There are going to be five more moon occultations of Uranus of the moon over Uranus before the series is complete. And each one of these series is powerfully activating more exponentially each time the energy of Uranus. And Uranus, of course, has been in square with Pluto, which has been bringing a lot of change, new insights and new ways of seeing things, new possibilities onto the planet at this particular time. And one of the things I wrote about was that this is a time when it's a good time for maybe taking risks and breaking out of old patterns, old ways of doing things, and trying something new and different. If you've been contemplating that, this is a great time to do that, now and until the end of the year, actually. And then, of course, Saturn, or Venus, will be square Saturn on August 5th as well. So adding more to, because Venus and Jupiter are pretty close together still, and so Venus is going to come into that exact square on August 5th and activate that, bringing in that Saturn energy to help with that possibility of self-love. And what's in the way of that? What beliefs, what ways have we operated in our life? How do we treat ourselves in ways that are not loving? These are really great questions to be with as we consider Venus and Saturn together. And then Mercury's going to join the party as well, and Mercury and Regulus will be together on August 6th. Mercury, Regulus, and Jupiter are very close, and Venus is not too far from that whole lineup, so that's going to be very worth tuning into, and again, really accessing the heart knowing. And also on August 6th, we'll have the last quarter moon that'll be exact at 7:03 p.m. That means that the moon is actually visible in the morning sky. It won't be visible at the time of the exact last quarter moon. It's in Taurus, so that's activating the energies of the sacred pleasure and beauty. Beauty as the form, you know, to tune into beauty, to really ask that beauty, the power of beauty, is activated in your life. This is a great time to work with that in a ceremonial way, and to be on the lookout for how beauty is showing up everywhere in your life. How are you being inspired by beauty? Beauty as a path to bliss and ecstasy. Just being, being appreciative and grateful for the beauty that is in your life. It's a great way to work with this last quarter moon. And last quarter moons are always a time for integration and synthesis of the current moon cycle as it gets ready for the new moon that'll happen in on August, I forget the exact date, but it's happening within a week, August 21st or 2nd or 3rd or something. Anyway, we're going to have a new moon soon. So this is activating that synthesis time and really tuning into the whole experience of beauty. And only once each year, sometimes twice if it's in early degrees, sometimes twice the moon will be in the last quarter moon will be in Taurus. If it's in early, like 0 degrees Taurus, then we'll have a second one, second last quarter moon in Taurus. But this year, of course, it's happening in the middle, almost at the cross quarter point, like 15, it's at 14 degrees Taurus, and the cross quarter point is 15 degrees Taurus. So this connects to the Beltane cross quarter point as well. And then on August 7th, we'll have the exact cross quarter of the sun at 15 Taurus. And still in a last quarter moon. So this last quarter moon is activating not only the Lammas or Luna Sa cross quarter, but also the Beltane cross quarter as well at the same time. So that's pretty amazing. And then Mercury is conjunct Jupiter exact, and we'll go into Virgo shortly after the exact conjunction, within about 12 hours or so. And so again, the messenger Mercury with Regulus and Jupiter. Venus is also not too far away in this at this time. So activating that Sphinx point, looking at the Sphinx in the Great Above, and as the head of the lion, and Regulus being that heart star of the lion, and then the Sphinx in the Great Below. So we have the Sphinx connected to the Hall of Records, and the Hall of Records could be thought of as our DNA. Sorry about my phone going off. That's too funny. Anyway, I didn't even know it was on or in this room. Oh, gosh. Okay, so that takes us to August 8th, and that's going to be a very special 888 triple infinity time gate that I will share in the next audio for week 2 of August 2015.